This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Towns against Porzingis. Pump fakes the step back. That gives it to Edwards' right side. Guarded by Hardaway off the Towns screen. Pops on an angle. Three and hits. Makes it look easy.
Wolves Radio with the call. Minnesota beats us by 15 yesterday to close out the regular season. But is this what the Mavs actually wanted? It's going to be a rematch against the LA Clippers. This is Sean and RJ, and the playoffs are finally here. Good morning, Metroplex. Thank you for turning it on, leaving it on. That is what Tolo stands for here on DFW Sports Station. So we end up with the number 5 seed. That creates a little half segment in itself, automatically asking, is this a positive year for the Mavericks? Well, you know, I think the answer is no. You got to win your playoff series to move on to the second round. And now you're going to get the rematch against the Clippers, who shoot the three as well as anyone in the NBA. They are allowed 11% capacity, by the way, for their home attendance at Staples. So hopefully it's not a humongous home court advantage, but it's the 4 versus the 5. People saying that the Clippers were tanking the end of the season to get us, that they were trying to lose. They lost to the Rockets, and they lost to the Thunder to stay out of the Lakers' way, because the Lakers are going to face, if they beat Golden State, that's the marquee matchup for the play-in. The Lakers are the 7, the Warriors are the 8. The winner gets in. The loser has to face the winner of the Grizzlies against the Spurs. So if you're the Lakers and Warriors and you win your game or games, you are going to get Utah or Phoenix. If the Lakers get Utah or Phoenix, are we going to get one of the top seeds knocked out? Would the Lakers end up in the second round knocking out the 1 or the 2 if they beat the Warriors or if they win the loser bracket of the play-in?
I think that we are going to see, for the first time ever, the 8 be a favorite to win the series over the 1. If it's the Lakers.
You're right.
If it's the Lakers. And quite frankly, I think the first time we'll see a 7 a favorite over a 2. Maybe a 7's been a favorite once before. I can't remember. I doubt it. But I think that's what's going to happen. Where you have a healthy 1, a dog, to the 8. But that's going to happen. It just is.
Yeah.
If the Lakers are the 8th seed.
Well, the odds are going to probably have them as the 7, right? Because they're going to be favored. They are the 7. They're going to host the Warriors. They'll be favored in that game. So it could be the first time ever, we have to check history, that you get the 7 as a favorite over a 2. And it would be the Lakers against the Suns in round 1.
Yeah, it would be. And I would suspect, I mean, I would, like, if I was Vegas, I'd put the Lakers. I mean, first of all, they're going to be more heavily bet on. You've got LeBron James. They're getting healthy. The only reason why they were the 7th seed is because of all the injuries, not because they played poorly. So, yeah, you would have to, I think, put them in a position where they are going to be the favorites. That's just me. And now, whether or not they wind up winning in this game tonight, on Tuesday night or Wednesday night, I guess, and when they wind up winning that game or being the 8th seed, you know, we're going to see a very, very, very scared 1 and 2.
And LeBron said that they're facing this year's MVP. So LeBron has given his MVP vote to Steph Curry, who went off on Warriors Radio as Steph wins the scoring title. And then you get the Mavs and the Clippers. And The positive thing here, right off the top of my mind, for the Mavericks, they're a lot more comfortable, right? They beat them by 50 earlier this year. They took them to six games last year after Porzingis got hurt. So I think the Mavs are going into this with a lot less, or they should be going in with a lot less fear than they had last year when it was the great Kawhi Leonard who, you know, is leading this new super team. And Kawhi, you know, single-handedly taking the Toronto Raptors to a championship. Well, now some of that has worn off. The Clippers choked the Denver series. Mm-hmm. We have all these issues and problems about chemistry. Playoff P with his meltdowns could take place. You got yourself used to the physical play and the shots that they were going to throw at you and the trash talking with Pat Beverly and Montrezl Harrell and Marcus Morris. Luka Doncic saying that Marcus Morris apologized earlier this season for the dirty shot and the dirty play last year in the playoffs. Here is Clippers coach Ty Lue on the upcoming matchup.
We know we play with a guy who controls the whole tempo of the game, you know, in Luka, by scoring, rebounding, passing, making his teammates better. So we know he's the head of the snake. It's going to be a tough challenge. But we have to get him different looks. You know, we can't let him be comfortable. You know, just keep mixing up throughout the course of the game, blitzing him a little bit, firing on him a little bit, you know, switching a little bit. So we want to keep him off balance as much as possible. You know, we know Porzingis is back. You know, he's healthy, so he poses a problem, you know, especially being 7'1", 7'2", be able to shoot the ball the way he does. Also be able to post up, you know, roll, pop. So they do a lot of different things.
I still would have preferred Denver. Instead, it's the Blazers that are going to get the Nuggets as the 3-6 matchup. And we move on up to the number 5 seed to take on the Clippers. But I still would have preferred Denver without Jamal Murray.
100%. Not even close. I would have rather had Denver. I thought Denver was a team that, you know, they had a real chance of beating, like a real good chance. Now they know how to beat LA. They've beaten them this year a couple times. But I mean, I'd much rather face a guy like Joker who's under the ball in his hand than I would Kawhi. That's just me. So I think that it's a worse matchup for the Mavericks, even though it gave them a better seed. You know, being the 5 seed, there's you know, from a growth standpoint, going from 7 last year to 5 this year. That's a pretty good jump, but nope. I'd have much rather been the 6 and take on Denver. Much rather done that.
Which side of the bracket would this put them on? On whose side would they end up on if they beat the Clippers?
They're on the Utah side. They're on the 1 seed side. Okay. So yeah. So now it could be the Lakers side too. We don't know.
Let's assume that the Lakers face Phoenix.
Okay.
So I think long term, this is better to get the Clippers so that you would face Utah next, right?
Well, yes. I mean, like, you know, like now, as opposed to, so we're going to say Phoenix is going to play the Lakers. Okay. So, yes, yep. Absolutely. You know, like this gives you an easier route to the conference finals. You got to pull a couple upsets, but. You know, the Denver, you know, if Denver stayed in the 4 and the Mavericks were in the 5, you know, obviously that would have been, I think, an even easier road because you still would have gotten Utah in the second round, but you would have had Denver the first, but they're going to have to go and beat LA. But yeah, either way, getting the Utah Jazz in the second round, and still you're avoiding the Lakers. If the Lakers win this play-in game, you avoid the Lakers to the conference finals. Huge.
Here are the rest of the matchups. Lakers versus Warriors Wednesday night, 7-8. A dream for the league, at least for one game. Grizzlies against the Spurs. Then in the East, the play-ins are Celtics versus Wizards. The Wizards are so fun right now with RJ's guy, Westbrook. And then you have the Pacers against the Hornets. Ugh. Except for, I guess, Melo. And then the round one matchups from the teams that are in. In the West, you know about ours, Nuggets versus Blazers. And then in the East, Bucks versus Heat. That is fun in round one. And then Knicks versus Hawks with the 4 versus the 5. And then the 1 and 2 seeds will just sit back and wait for everybody. We'll just sit back, chill, and wait. All right, let's get to the NBA Hall of Fame. I recorded this. I was a little bit disappointed. I thought Kevin Garnett would go crazy. I thought Michael Jordan was actually going to speak. These presenters who stand up there on the stage. I don't even know why they have that. They don't do anything. Like, David Robinson just sat up there. I thought MJ was speaking, but it was totally appropriate that you got Vanessa Bryant, who wanted to honor and speak for her husband getting inducted. This was Vanessa talking about Kobe on Saturday.
Congratulations, baby. All of your hard work and sacrifices paid off. You once told me, if you're going to bet on someone, bet on yourself. I'm glad you bet on yourself, you overachiever. You did it. You're in the Hall of Fame now. You're a true champ. You're not just an MVP. You're an all-time great. I'm so proud of you. I love you forever and always. Kobe Bean Bryant.
So that was the end of her speech as Vanessa Bryant was wearing the Lakers purple with MJ standing up there by her side. Troy, did you check out any of these festivities?
I did not check those out on Saturday night. I was too shoulders deep into UFC and festivities and people at the house, so I did not check that out.
Okay, was it me or did MJ stand up behind everybody?
He was up beside. He was behind Kim Mulkey as well.
Yeah, like every clip. Like I saw basically just the highlights of this, but the most played clips was basically Kim Mulkey and Vanessa. Like those were the most played clips, and Tamika was played quite a bit as well, but. It was like, what is MJ just like the MC of this thing? What's going on here? He was behind everybody.
So the person getting called out and crushed is Rachel Nichols, who is, one of the voices of the NBA for ESPN. She was interviewing Tim Duncan, and you'd think it'd be about Tim Duncan.
Yeah.
You'd think it'd be about the big fundamental and his legacy as the greatest power forward in the history of the game. Instead, Rachel Nichols decided to ask him about somebody else.
That was, of course, after the final game. You said, this is going to be your league, but I appreciate you giving us a year. What was that moment like?
You could just tell what he was going to be and who he was going to be, and that he was going to be such a dominant player for such a long time. And it was great playing against early and again late in my career. And just watching his trajectory of his career, and you just see it coming. But playing against a young LeBron and an older LeBron,
yeah.
two totally different players, and it was fun to watch and be a part of.
Hey Tim, I know you're in the Hall of Fame, but what was it like the first time you met LeBron? Was that cool? You got to be kidding me.
It was very much Chris Farley on Saturday Night Live. You remember that time you were in the Beatles? Paul McCartney. It was very awkward to watch it because the whole time she's interviewing Tim Duncan, who, by the way, Captain Charisma over there.
Oh, yeah.
She has this weird smile on her face. Like,
yeah,
she's in on the joke or not?
Yeah, it's like just she got crushed by the internet. They're like, way to make it about LeBron and passing the mantle on over to him. And I didn't see the whole interview, but Twitter was saying that was like at the very beginning or like the start. There might be something you throw in at the very end. I didn't see it. But Rachel Nichols, being a fangirl of LeBron versus just praising Tim Duncan, thought the whole interview.
Yeah, very, very odd. Very, very odd. I mean, when Sean and I go into the Troy, we all go into the Texas Sports Radio Hall of Fame.
Oh, yeah.
Or whatever it is with joining Chris Arnold in there. Are they going to ask us, all kind of, like, hey, what was it like working with Gavin Dawson?
Yeah. What was that? So cool. when you're going into the Hall of Fame, what are your best memories of Arnie Spanier?
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.